HarperCollins presents I'll Never Tell by Philippa East, read by Emily Pennant-Ray and Kieran Sword. Chapter 1. Julia. Now. The streetlights flash past. Orange, black, orange, black. Swinging low over the windscreen. Over our faces. It's fine. It's not fine. It's fine. But it's not. This car we're in could skid off the road, plough into a tree or oncoming traffic. I see us ripping through a crash barrier, causing a 10-car pileup. I can see us being arrested. I see us breaking our necks. These thoughts are wild. These thoughts are ridiculous. I'm in a car with my husband, travelling on the well-marked A40 back to Oxford, and we know where she is now. She's at home. She's quite safe. There's nothing to go crazy about. There's nothing to fear. Chrissy's violin case slides around on the back seat, despite the fact that we've strapped it in. She left with her rucksack and her coat, but not her instrument, the instrument she loves so much. Another small thing that doesn't add up. Something she was trying to communicate to us? But what? Chrissy, I think. Chrissy, Chrissy, Chrissy. I'm still fumbling to grasp the details of what happened. We searched all over the London concert venue for her, after the fire crew gave us the all clear. A false alarm, they eventually declared. We had been standing outside for 45 minutes by then, but split up into different areas, audience on one side of the concert venue and performers and staff on the other. How were we supposed to know that Chrissy wasn't there? She timed things so well, making sure she'd been accounted for among the bodies gathered outside before she disappeared. And she wasn't back at the hotel either, the place where we'd dropped off our overnight bags earlier, and the three of us took the chance to drink a half cup of tea before the show. There was a big, white double bed in that room, with crisp, clean sheets and a deep, comfy mattress. I wanted to climb right into that bed, curl up and sleep for a long time. But Chrissy was jittery. To be honest, we all were, and why wouldn't we be? In a few hours, our teenage daughter would be standing centre stage, in front of the TV cameras and the live audience, and the judges. And then, after all that build-up, the night, her performance, ended with this. The seatbelt strains like a garrote across my neck as I lean forward, craning to see beyond the cat's eyes and white lines zipping past. Paul, my husband, is in the driver's seat. He is so reliable, so safe. How much I've depended on him over the years, rightly or wrongly. 10 years together. And who would ever have believed where we're at now? The seatbelt slides up, pressing where the skin of my jaw is still sensitive, only recently returned to its natural hue. "She played so well," I say, as though seeking reassurance, fighting to keep the dumb fear from my voice. "Didn't she?" Paul's hands tighten on the steering wheel, as though they weren't already gripping tightly enough. "She did, Julia. She was truly brilliant." So why this, I want to demand of him, as though he has any better answers than I do, as though he has secrets to reveal of his own. Why did she bolt from the venue when that fire alarm went off? Why do I suspect that she set it off herself? But it makes no sense that she would run off before the winners were announced, when she had every chance of being one of them. Why do that without telling us, and without then bothering to answer her phone, but instead sending us and all the staff into such a panic, wasting everyone's time in searching the Barbican and then the hotel? We had no idea where she was until eventually Paul turned on the tracker app, the one he had installed on her phone and his after that time at the Botanical Gardens, the one I didn't know about until tonight. And, lo and behold, turns out of all places she had gone back home. It seemed she just got herself on a train from London Paddington to Oxford and left. So it's fine, I tell myself. She's fine. Those images of disaster are all of my own making, because of my own guilt, my own lies. Black, orange.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?